It'll be a very busy weekend in LaGrange this weekend, as they've got the Christmas on the Square taking place. And here to tell us more about that is LaGrange Mayor Kim Strauss. Mayor Strauss, thank you so much for joining us. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thank you for having me.
Well, have you recovered from those nasty storms? The last time we had you on, I think the guys in the morning show, Bruce and Craig, were talking to you, and that was shortly after you guys were bombarded by those storms about a month or so ago.
It was pretty heavy, and we were still out with the machines this week, chipping a bunch of the brush that's still left over, but I think we're finally getting a handle on it.
Very good stuff. Well, you guys have Christmas on the Square taking place this weekend. How long has this event been going on?
Oh, it's probably been a good 10 or 15 years. The Keystone Educational Endowment Program started it quite a few years back. Not really as a money raiser or anything, just something to have for the community. And then it's kind of grown from that point. Now we have the LaGrange Lions got involved with the Second Harvest Food Bank. They use it to collect food. The village employees did a great thing this fall. They started what is called Stuff the Police Car. And we will have police cars up there that will be used to be stuffed with food and used clothing that will also go to the food pantry to help local people through the holidays, just with added food and different things that they are going to need. The last time I checked with the employees, we almost have one police car stuffed, and we haven't even got to Christmas on the Square, so I think it's going to be a great thing for us.
So you've got one car almost all the way stuffed. That's absolutely fantastic without the event ever even beginning. Well, there's a lot of cool things that go into this. What other elements are present for Christmas on the Square? There's a tree lighting ceremony involved in this too, correct?
Yes. What we do is, I believe it starts at 5 this year, and Santa rolls in on a fire truck, and when he hits the Square, then that's when all the lights are turned on for the first time and then on for the rest of the season, obviously. And then Santa comes in and all the kids can sit on his lap, tell him what they want. He does a great job. He's been doing it for years. He's our secret Santa. We also have normally the Keystone choir comes up and performs along with the, I believe they call it the jazz band from the high school. They will come up and play for a while, too, on the Square. So it's kind of a little bit of everyone in the community involved. And we have hot chocolate for all the people that can come up, donuts, cookies, whatever, coffee. It's just a great community gathering to get a little bit of Christmas started.
Well, yes, certainly a heck of a lot of Christmas spirit in there, no question about that. Again, we're talking with LaGrange Mayor Kim Strauss here on Bullseye on the Afternoon, talking about the Christmas on the Square event that takes place this weekend. And I had to throw this out there, Mayor, only because you were telling me yesterday you want to be at this event very, very badly, but you won't be there this weekend, will you?
Oh, this is the first one, I believe, since it started that I will have to be out of town for. So I was carrying up stuff today to help them. I took up the chair that Santa always uses and made sure everything was good on the Square, but my employees will take over from this point, and I'm sure it will still be a great event. But yes, I think it's going to be the first one I've ever missed.
Christmas on the Square takes place Saturday or Sunday this weekend?
Sunday.
Sunday. Very cool stuff. Well, that's only a few days into December, so it really gets people into the Christmas spirit. No question about that. You mentioned that there will be a number of musical numbers played. Santa's going to be there. The kids can certainly enjoy all of that. Are all of the businesses on the Square open during this time as well to take part?
Some of them will open, yes. And to give credit where credit's due, I'd like to also put in a couple other things. The Keystone Educational Endowment Program, which is set up to give out scholarships to our kids, our graduating seniors at the high school, and they've done a great job for years and years. They've raised, I think we're over $500,000 now, and the account, I've done a charity golf outing the last 6 years, and all those proceeds go into the Lorraine County Community Foundation. That's where our funds are sent, and then what they do is they spend just the interest that money makes every year, and they give away approximately $23,000 in scholarships, which for a small community this year, it's I think, phenomenal. And also on the 10th of this month, we have two village employees that live outside the village that will be going around judging Christmas lights this year, and the different businesses have donated gift cards and things from their businesses that will be handed out at prizes for the different categories we have in lighting.
How does somebody get involved in that Christmas lighting contest, Mayor?
It's real simple. They just get their house decorated up, and we will check every street within the village.
That sounds like a really awesome contest, and that sounds like something everybody can get behind, a friendly competition as well. I think it's also cool, too, that you have some of the area businesses getting involved in this as well, donating some gift cards. Any idea what the parameters are for those that are going to be judging this? Are they looking for the most kind of creativity, the most amount of lights? What are some of the basic parameters we're looking at here?
You just hit two of them. One of them is the most, one of them is more traditional. One of them is just a very odd idea. They have four categories, and I can't remember the fourth one. And this was also started by my wonderful village's employees. I cannot take credit for it. They came to me with the idea of stuff the police car and of the judging contest on the Christmas lights, and I thought it was a phenomenally great idea. I've got super employees at the village, and I have to give credit was due. This was definitely the village all employees that came up with these ideas.
So this is this the first year for the...
Yes. It's the first year for the Stuff the Police Car and for the lighting contest.
Okay. So when we have you on next year, you'll have a better idea as to what all went in to the process behind putting the lights up. Now, just thinking about your own personal experience with Christmas lights, do you have a favorite? You know, it doesn't have to be, you know, on a local scale. Maybe it's on a nationwide scale. Do you have a favorite display?
Yeah, if you drive by my house, I think I have every Disney ornament, blow-up, decoration that I could get my hands on for the last 15 to 20 years. I am a Disney nerd. And so everybody knows village employees are exempt from this, so even though I've created the biggest display I ever could have, my house doesn't qualify because we don't think that would be fair. But I still had to decorate it and be out there, and I am all totally a Disney fan.
That's good to know, though. It's inspiration for those to sort of live up to what you've put there, Mayor.
Absolutely. I challenge them all to come up and do what we've done.
That's incredible. So I have to ask, as a guy who's hung a couple of Christmas lights in his day, but certainly not a ton, how long does it take you to put all of that up? Is that like an all-day Saturday or Sunday event?
It's like an all-day Saturday, Sunday, and a little bit of Monday, but it's all in good fun. I enjoy it. I really have a great time doing it.
Well, sure, and I think that's something the community certainly would get behind also, if for no other reason. I think it always makes a community look better when the entire community is lit up and it's festive, and certainly all of those things will be prevalent for the Christmas on the Square, which goes down on Sunday. Mayor, thank you so much for stopping by and spending some time with us. Safe travels to you this weekend. Sorry you're going to miss the Christmas on the Square, but we'll definitely have you on again to talk about all the successes of the holiday season sometime soon.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. That's LaGrange Mayor Kim Strauss joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon.